Today's daf is Tmura Daf Dalet, and we are 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Gimel Amid Beis Minolan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Dvora Bas Hena Zlata and for Shlomo Ben Sara Lisa. So we're continuing in the beginning of Masechtas Tmura, specifically with the Halacha, the Mishnah, that says that if somebody violates the Issa Tmura, he Soifek Es Arbon. Now, Pasha Pshat is because the Torah mentions Tmura as a loisase. It says, lo yachli fenu, v'lo yomer oisai toiv b'ra oira b'toiv. If it's a loisase, there should be Malkus. Stating that, we saw in yesterday's daf that really it's a very big chiddush, because the rule is that lav she'ein boi maisa, ein loikin olav. And being that Tmura involves a dibur, it doesn't involve a maisa, it's for that reason it would be a lav she'ein boi maisa. So if it's a lav she'ein boi maisa, why is there Malkus? And the Gemara says it's in fact a chiddush. Not just that, it's one of three exceptions to the rule. Amar Rav Idi Bar Avin, Amar Rav Amram, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yoichanan, Mishum Rav Yosi Aglili, kol loisa se'eshe b'toyra osa b'maisa loika loi osa b'maisa potar. Chutz mi nishba umeymar amakal, schaver v'shem. So there are three times where even though it's a lav she'ein boi maisa, still you're going to get Malkus. Nishba, if somebody swears l'sheker or l'shav, meimar tmura, mekalas chaver b'shem, if somebody curses his friend using the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bottom line is, one of the three exceptions to the rule of lav she'im b'maisa in loikin olav is tmura, and it's for that reason the Mishnah says that if somebody violates the issa tmura, he's going to get malchus. Another thing that we mentioned yesterday was that although our sugya mentions only three exceptions to the rule, there's another sugya, Masechtas Makis, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, where the Gemara is discussing Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who we'll see in the end of the daf, argues with the rule. He holds lav she'im boi maisa loikin olav. And he learns it from two parashiyas in the Torah. The parasha of Moitzi Shemra, where it says clearly that if someone's Moitzi Shemra, all he did was over the iser of loiseilech rachel ba'mecha, which is a lav she'im boi maisa. Still the Torah says, v'yisru oisai, v'anchu oisai. V'anchu oisai is the knas, 100 shekel. V'yisru oisai is malchus. So you see clearly on a lav she'im boi maisa loikin olav. Additionally, Edom Zayman sometimes get malchus. Regardless, you have the three exceptions in our sugya, the two exceptions that are mentioned in the sugya of Makis Daftala. We're going to get back into some of the lumdis and raid regarding lav she'im boi maisa, but the Gemara is in the middle of finding makoris to the three exceptions to the rule that were mentioned in our sugya, specifically the third one. So if somebody curses his friend using the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gets Malkus. It's a chiddush because it's a lav she'im b'maisa. Ordinarily, lav she'im b'maisa ain't loikinov, says the Gemara Minolam. What's the makar to the Malkus? It's learned out from the following pasuk. It says in Devarim Perek Chavches, in loy sishmer lasois, I'm reading the whole pasuk, es kol divrei ha-toyra azois, haksuvim ba-sefer hazeh, li-yiras ha-shem, ha-nichbad, v'ha-noyra hazeh, is Hashem Elokecha. This is a very wordy pasuk. The pasuk's talking about someone who's not behaving. That's clear. And then the Torah says specifically, Liyira es Hashem hanichbad v'hanoyra hazeh. So this avera that this person did was related to the yira of the Shem, meaning he didn't properly fear the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, v'ksiv. And the following pasuk says, v'hifla Hashem es makoyscha, v'es makoyzarecha, makoyz gedoylois v'nemonois, v'chaloyim rom v'nemonim rachmano litzlan. But the pasuk says, v'hifla Hashem es makoyscha. So, Chof Ches, Nun Ches, talks about someone who didn't properly fear the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chof Ches, Nun Tes, the next pasuk says, V'hifla Hashem es makoyscha. Says the Gemara, flaws away in your day, what does it mean when it says V'hifla? What does the word afla mean? K'shu oimer v'yipilu ha-shoifet v'yiko lefon of heavy oimer, aflaz u'malkus. You find the word v'yipilu ha-shoifet in the context of Malkus. So presumably what this means is Malkus. You see that if somebody doesn't properly fear the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he uses it in vain, he is going to get Malkus. Thus we know, if someone's Mekalel es Chaveroi, b'shem, he's going to get Malkus. But the Gemara asks the obvious question. You don't see in the Pasuk that the person's using the name of Hashem to curse somebody. All you see is that he isn't fearing the name properly. He's using it somewhat in vain. Says the Gemara, a whole list of questions. Ema afilu shfuas emes. Maybe the Pasuk means even someone that swears l'emes. Meaning, if someone uses the name of Hashem when he swears, even if he's swearing and saying the truth, maybe that's all included in not fearing the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. Maybe for that, a person's going to get Malkus. The Gemara says it can't be, because Behed Yiksiv, Shvuas Hashem Tiyah Bein Shem. We know there's three parashiyas in the Torah where the Torah says clearly that a person's allowed to swear. Shvuas Moide b'mikzas, Shvuas Hashoimrim, and Shvuas Eidecha. This pasuk, Shvuas Hashem Tia Ben Shneim, is Shvuas Hashoimrim. This is Bava Metzia 101. But the bottom line is, you see your lettuce wheel lemmas. So if your lettuce wheel lemmas, it can't be you're going to get malchus for it. But the Gemara says, how do you know? Ema, how do you mean Lufayis Chaverim? Maybe your lettuce wheel if you want to win in court. But Ava Milkalaki, but at the same time, we're going to give you malchus for doing it. But the Gemara says, like Matzah Samar, it can't be Tachsiv, because the pasuk says, Uvishmoy Sishaveya. And this is a pasuk in Parshas Vatzchanon. We all know the beginning of the pasuk. Es Hashem Kechatira, the rabbis tell me the chachamim, right? Es Hashem le kechatira va'oisoi savoid uveshmoi si shaveya. It says clearly you let us swear in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you can't tell me that you're going to get malchus for swearing MS because it's a mefurish pasuk that says uveshmoi si shaveya. But the Gemara says, one second, I don't know if that's a mefurish pasuk. I mean, I'm shenish by the kaimis ha-mitzvahs. How do you know that a person's allowed to make a shvua to encourage himself to do a mitzvah? So someone's struggling with a certain mitzvah. Say he swears that he's going to do the mitzvah. Or he makes an eder. How do you know that's okay? Shenemar. David HaMelech said he did it. Nishbati va'akayem al-mishpah. Mishpatei said kecho. So maybe that's what the pasuk uvishmoy sishaveh means. So you don't have a pasuk to tell me that you let us real emes. So maybe when it says you get malchus for not having the proper year for the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what it's referring to. But the Gemara says, Ksiv krachi. Now there's another pasuk. It says uvoy sidbak uvishmoy sishaveh. So the first pasuk that says uvishmoy sishaveh is a pasuk in Parashas Va'aschanon. There's an eerily similar pasuk, almost identical, in that very next parasha. In parasha's Ekev, here the pasuk says, "As Hashem lekecha tira va'oisoi savoid uvoi sidbak uveshmoi sishavet." So it's almost verbatim, word for word. One is Perik Vav Pasuk Yud Gimel Parashas Vaschana. The other one is Perik Yud Pasuk Chav Parashas Eged. The bottom line is you have two psukim. So if you have two psukim, one can maybe tell me the halacha of Nishpati Vakayem Elish My Mitzvah Shteitzukech. But the second one's for sure telling me that you're allowed to swear. So if you're allowed to swear, it's a pasuk that says you're allowed to swear. You can't tell me you're going to get malchus for swearing. It says Elo Lamai. Awesome. What then is the pasuk that we started with in Dvarim Chav Ches, which says you get malchus for not having the proper year of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, referring to it must be the Mekalel Es Chaveiro V'Shef, read the Gemara, the Eim El-Moyt Hashem Shemayi L'Vatala. Maybe it's referring to not someone that curses his friend using the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but someone that merely is just Moitzi the Shem Shemayi L'Vatala. He just says Hashem's name in vain without any purpose. He's not even using it as a klala. So it sounds like from the Gemara's Kasha that the Gemara is asking so that if someone is Moitzi Shem Shomai Levatol, he should get Malkus. But if someone's Mekalel Chaver B'Shem, he shouldn't get Malkus. So the Gemara says it can't be. Mi Gara Mekalel Chaver B'Shem, Mi Moitzi Shem Shomai Levatol. So you mean to ask that it should be worse just to mention Hashem's name in vain without any purpose than if you're going ahead and cursing someone? The Gemara says, no, I'm not Hachik Kashlam. Amy, Moitzi Shem Shomai Levatol, Tiskele B'Malkus. Maybe if someone's Moitzi Shem Shomai Levatol, he's going to get Malkus because Tiskele, that's the key word. Malkus will be enough. Avo Makal Chaver B'Shem, but if somebody curses somebody using the Shem Hashem, Kiman Dekaav Etarti, being that you're doing two things wrong. Number one, Dekamap Shem Shomai Levatol. Number two, Vekomitzar Le Chavre, you're also causing your friend pain. Loit Tiskele B'Malkus. Maybe Malkus shouldn't even be enough. So again, how do you know that when it says in the Pasuk, Im loy sishmar, in liyiras Hashem anichbar, and then it says behifl Hashem as makoyscha, which means malchus, that it means mekalel as chaver b'shem. Maybe for mekalel as chaver b'shem, there is no malchus. What then does that pasuk mean? It's referring to someone that's merely moitzi shem shomai levatala. Why would moitzi shem shomai levatala be worse? Not worse, but malchus, although is an oynish, but at the same time there's a silver lining because once somebody got malchus, he got kapara. Maybe if someone's mekalel as chaver b'shem, it's so chomer that malchus won't even be enough. So again, how do you know that if someone's mekalel as chaver b'shem, you get malchus from that pasuk? That pasuk doesn't say anything about mekalel, but the Gemara says le matzah samar. It has to be that pasuk is referring to klal. You know why? Because the pasuk says leisakal cheresh. A person is not allowed to curse a cheresh. That doesn't only mean a cheresh, but a person is not allowed to curse anybody. Now, Bishlam, you're going to tell me that the pasuk that says you get malchus for treating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in vain, I could tell you that it makes sense because azarti mehacha. I'll tell you that the azhara for that malchus is this pasuk of leisakal cheresh. But if you're going to tell me that the pasuk is referring to Moshe Shemesh Ma'ala Vatala, azartia mehecha, where's the azhara? And the Gemara's kasha, or the Gemara's raya, this is a raya, is based on a principle which is ein oinshin elon kemazir. So if the Torah mentions that if you do this, you're going to be punished, it means somewhere in the Torah said, thou shalt not do that. It has to be. So if there's no azara, there can't be an oinish. Which means that if there's an oinish, you have to be able to find azara. So you need, it's an exercise. If the Torah says that you're going to get punished for doing X, Y, Z, somewhere in the Torah says you're not allowed to do it. Now, the Torah said you're going to get Malkus for being Maskus Shem Shemayim Levatol. We're not sure what that means at this point. We're not sure if it means you're just not allowed to say Hashem's name, or maybe it means you're not allowed to curse somebody. Says the Gemara, I'll make a cheshbon. I know if there's an Oynish, there has to be an Azara. I can find an Azara for not being Mekalel somebody, B'Shem Hashem, but there is no Azara for merely being Moisei Shem Shemayim. If there's an Azara for one and not for the other, that's proof. It's like a backwards way of finding proof. But that's proof that the Einish must be referring to Mekal Eschaveiro B'Shem, right? Iyam Rebishloim Lekal Eschaveiro. So where's the Azara? Azartia Mehocho, Dixiv Loisekal Cheresh. Iyam Rebishloim Shem Shemayim Levatolo. But if you're going to tell me that the Einish is referring to Moisei Shem Shemayim Levatolo, Azartia Mehecho, where's the Azara? The Gemara says, Allah Malay, I think I could find an Azara. Hoksiv Es Hashem Alekecha Tira, V'Oisei Savit, and from Es Hashem Alekecha Tira, isn't that an Azara? The Torah's telling you. Fear the name of Hashem. Don't even be masker levatov. The Gemara says, Azara is aseyu. That's an asay. It's not a lois asay. An azara by definition has to be a lois asay. There's a lois asay for not being mekal as chaver b'shem, lois akal acheresh. There's no lois asay for merely being moisi shem shemayim levatov. That's how we know that when it says that there's malchus for not treating the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, it must be referring to not being mekalol es chaveroi b'shem. So you have a Gemara that began with a very ambiguous pasuk, meaning the pasuk seems to be saying, it's not mefurish, this is all with Yud Gimel Midah Sha'atar and the Drash Hashem, nothing in the sugya was very mefurish. But we had a sugya nonetheless where the Gemara seemed to suggest that if someone doesn't treat the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, he's going to get Malkus. And the Gemara had five or six suggestions what that pasuk may mean. What specifically did the person do when he didn't treat the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly? Ala maskana, what the Gemara says it's referring to is somebody used the name of Hashem to be Mekalel es chaveiro. That's very bad. How bad? You get Malkus, which is a chiddush, and that's why it's mentioned in our sugya, because being Mekalel is always a lav shein by Maisa, and usually for a lav shein by Maisa, you don't get Malkus, but based on this pasuk, this makar, the halacha is you're going to get Malkus despite the fact that it's a lav shein by Malkus. It's interesting that one of the suggestions that the Gemara had until we came to the maskana was maybe when the pasuk says you get Malkus for using the name of Hashem in vain, it means you're swearing, and you're swearing emes. You're telling the truth. A person swears, it's even in a business setting. It could be he's chayev a shvua deiraisa, such as shvua sashoim. Even then, it could be you get malchus. Freak tomorrow. But doesn't the Torah say you're allowed to swear? Yeah, the Torah says you could. If you want to save a few dollars, swear. It means when the Torah says you could swear, that if you swear in the world of time v'nitan, you'll end up winning. But it doesn't mean that what you're doing is okay, and it could be you're leaving at Malkus. I mean, the Gemara entertained that sad, that it could be if somebody swears le'emes, he's going to get Malkus. And the truth is, it's a fascinating idea, because you see from this Gemara that it's not okay. It was a Havamina of a Gemara. But you see from this Gemara, at least in the Havamina, that it's not okay to swear even le'emes. It's interesting, there's a tshuva from the Chassam Sofer. It's a Chesha Mishpat Simen Tzadik. And he addresses the tshuva to Harav HaMuflig HaMeforsim, and doesn't say who it is. But says the Chassam Sofer, Nishalti me'eis kvoid hadrasai, minoha milso derogel al l'shoinenu. But what do we know? People say, it's margul b'pumi de'inchi, da filu shfuas emes averi. Right? My mother doesn't let me promise. I'm not allowed to swear. The Chassam Sofer was asked this shayla. He says, people say, afilu shvuas emes averihi. And the Chassam Sofer wrote a tshuva trying to find a makar, how it is you know that this is okay. And one of the things he suggests is the Havamin of our Gemara. He says that you see in the Havamin of our Gemara that even for a shvuas emes, the Gemara thought that maybe you're going to get Malkus. Now, the truth is, it was only a Havamin in the Gemara. But the bottom line is that the Chassam Sofer discusses it. Lamaisa, the Chassam Sofer said that the reason is very simple. It's because shvuas emes per se is an okay thing. But if somebody swears falsely, it's very, very bad. We saw it in yesterday's daf. Loisisa is one of the Ten Commandments. If it made it to the Ten Commandments, you know it's bad. So, shvua shav, shvua sheker, when you get involved in swearing falsely, you're touching on very, very chomer things. So says the Chassam Sofer, it makes a lot of sense that if a shvua sheker and a shvua shav is so chomer, then a shvua semes has to be chomer. If we were ever going to make a gzera, shvua semes sounds like a very good place. Shvua sheker is terrible. Shvua semes, people are myra heter, especially when it comes to money and things like that. So it would make a lot of sense to say that don't swear even lemes. And says the Chassam Sofer, that's the makar. He says, Mino ha milso derogel al l'shoinenu, da afilu shvuas emes averihi, L'maskona says the Chasam Sofer, it's because of the slippery slope. It's because of Shavuos Sheker and Shavuos Shabbos so chomer. It's for that reason we tried to stay away from Shavuos. And there's many makoros to this in Chazal, but the bottom line is that's where it comes from. The root of it is, it's not that Shavuos Emes is bad. What's the big deal? You swore and you observed your Shavuos. The problem is that that's all good if it's a Shavuos Emes. But if it's a Shavuos Sheker, it's a Shavuos Shabbos going to be very chomer. So as a gzeir, this is something you're going to stay away from. Stating that, we saw in our Gemara, David HaMelech said he used to swear. David HaMelech used to swear. He said, Nishbati v'akayema lishbar mishpatei tzekecha. And Rav Gidol said in the name of Rav, the Gemara brings it here fleetingly. It's mentioned in greater detail in the Dorim Davches, a classic Gemara. But he said, Minayin she nishboi l'kayim es ha-mitzvah. How do you know that a person's allowed to swear to be mekayim ha-mitzvah? So you see, as chomer as shvuos are, but if a person wants to swear l'kayim es ha-mitzvah, then it's going to be okay. And it sounds like, poshit, the simple reading of the Gemara, that if a Yid wakes up in the morning and he says that I want to be mechazik myself, so he makes a shvua that he's going to do the daf every day. Is that okay? I mean, that's what it sounds like. Not just that. Nishpati v'akayema. He's going in the ways of Adinenu David. That's what it sounds like. That's what David HaMelech did. In fact, that's Rav Gidol's memory in the Dharam Davches. Right? Person says, I'm making a shvua that I'm going to neder gadol nadal elikei Yisrael. The Gemara brings nishpati v'akayema lishbar mishpatei tzekecha. But the truth is, I don't think it's so pashut. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Yavis, nedarim siyag l'prishos. Nedarim is a siyag l'prishos. So if a person wants to be a parish, wants to distance himself from the pleasures of this world, nedarim is a good way to do it. Meaning, if a person wants to stop eating meat, so he wants to become vegan, so make a neder or a shvua, kind of baser zayalai, or make a shvua, you're not going to eat it. He's distancing himself from the pleasures, from the tanuga yelam hazeh, and he's doing it with a shvua. It's a concept of nedarim. So says the Vilna Gaon in his Pirish on Avis. What's the makar to this? Well, we speak this out all the time. That the Vilna Gaon's Pirish on Pirkei Avis is scriptural sources to all the halachas in Pirkei Avis. The Gaon said that Avis is like Rashi says in Bava Kama, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Avis, Mechlal, Deketaldis. Anything that's Mufurish in the Pasuk is called an Av. Everything else is a Talda. So the Gaon said that means that Pirkei Avis are things that are Mufurish in the Torah. So that was the Graz, Bir HaGra on Pirkei Avis. So the Bir HaGran Shulchan Aruch is finding Mekaris and Chazal to all the halachas in Shulchan Aruch. The Bir HaGran Pirkei Avos is finding Mekaris and Psukim to all the Mishnah. It says the Gra, what's the Mekar to Nedarim Siyag L'Prishos? The Mekar is Nishpati V'Akayema Mishmar Mishpatei Tzekecha. This Gemara, right? It's Pasha, right? It seems to be the obvious Mekar. But I think, that if that's the case, what's the Loshen of Chazal? Nedarim Siyag L'Prishos. Prishos is a Madrega. Precious is Perik Yud Gimel in the Mesilas Yesharim. It's very high Madrega. You have to jump through a few hoops before you get to the Madrega of Precious. So I don't know if anybody could do that. Precious, I think, maybe not, when the Mishnah says, is not just any person that decides that he wants to take upon himself a little bit of Precious. Precious maybe means the Madrega of Precious. And the Madrega of Precious, in the clinical, technical, textbook sense, is Mesilas Yesharim Perik Yud Gimel. That's a very high Madrega. So it could be someone like David HaMelech, someone who's on the Madrega of Precious. That's where you have this halacha of Nishpati V'Akayem, meaning the Gra took this Pasuk, and he connected it to Nedarim Siyag L'Prishos, which means it could be that this is a tool that you can use if you're a very high Madrega. Ulai. But the truth is, I think it's a Mefurish or Rashi. In two places. Rashi and Parshas Peschana, we quoted this Pasuk in today's daf. The Gemara says, it says, it's Hashem Alekecha Tira, Va'oisoi Savoid, Uvishmoisi Shaveya. That's in Parshas Peschana. And then it says, again in Parshas Ekev, Es Hashem Alekecha Tira, Oisoi Savoid, Uboi Sidbak, two extra words, Uvishmoisi Shaveya. And the Gemara said the first time that it says that is coming to teach me Nishpati Vakayem Alishma Mishpatei Tzekecha. The second time is to tell me that if a person has a Shavuos, Moide B'Miktsas, or Shavuos Hashoimrim, or Shavuos Eidechot, as long as he's swearing MS, it's something that's okay. So what does the Pasuk mean? Es Hashem Alekecha Tira, Va'oisoi Savoit, Uvishmoisi Shaveya. Right, the context of a halacha is very often critical. Right, the Gemara Darshan Smuchin, not everybody Darshan Smuchin, but context is very important. The context of Uvishmoisi Shaveya is as Hashem Alekecha Tira, Va'oisoi Savoit, Uvishmoisi Shaveya. Zok Te'il Gerashi. Im Yesh Becha Kol Amidois Halacha. If you have all these, if you could check off all these boxes, Shati Yoris Shemoi, Va'oivei Doisoi, Oz Bishmoisi Shaveya. It's mamashu mefurish Rashi. Shemetoich shati yori eshamoi tehizor b'shvuascha ve'imlav. But if not, lo yisi shaveh. And you have almost the same exact pasuk in Parshas Ekev and almost the same exact Rashi. Again, it says Rashi. Shem lekechatir in Parshas Ekev v'savoy boy v'sidbak boy ula'acha sheyu b'cho kol amidei salolu oz. And the Makar is a Tanchuma. The bottom line is that if Vishmaisi Shaveya has prerequisites, as Hashem Lekechatir, Vaisai Savoy, Uvishmaisi Shaveya. I mean, if you went to Perak Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, you're up to Perak Yud Gimel, you're already holding as Hashem Lekechatir, Vaisai Savoy, Uvaisit back now, Uvishmaisi Shaveya. This is the pasuk that the Gemara related to Nishpati Vakayema, Lishma Mishpatei Tzakecha. The bottom line is this: for a person to swear, it's not pashut at all. That's the Chsam Soifim. You know how Milsa the Rogel al Lusheinenu that Filu Shvo Asam Es Averi. I David HaMelech. David HaMelech was different because David HaMelech was on a Madrega of Es Hashem al Kechatira V'Oysoi Savoy. Afterwards, yeah, V'Shmoy Sishvei. What's the Chilik? The Chilik is very simple. There's nothing wrong with swearing. It's all about, we have to be concerned that maybe you're not going to keep your shvuah. Maybe you're not telling the truth. Maybe you're not going to be careful. So a person that has the proper Yerushalayim doesn't have to worry about it. Someone that doesn't have the proper Yerushalayim does. Nedarim is siyag leprishos. Yeah, if a person's on that madrega already, in that case, it's going to be okay. I was thinking, could be, Tosfos says in Chulin, that Beis Amid Beis, that Yaakov Avinu made a neder, Vayida Yaakov neder, Mikan Shen Noidim Beis Tzor. Freak, Tosfos, you're allowed to just make a neder? I thought you're not supposed to make nedarim, right? There's makaris to this idea. You don't make nedarim, you don't make shvuas. Says Tosfos, see from here, Eis Tzor is different. So why would an Eis Tzor be different? Could be simple, because there's no atheist in a foxhole, right? And an Eis Tzor, so now we trust you. There's nothing wrong with a shvuah and a neder per se. It's all like the Chasam Sofer says. It's all about the slippery slope. Thus, it really depends on who you are. So you find often in halacha that there's a separate shulchan aruch depending on what level a person's on. And usually, the higher level you're on, the less you could do, right? That usually comes with chumras. So yeah, if a person's on a higher madrega, you have all the bal nefesh yachmers that come along with it. This is actually an example where the bal nefesh could be mekel, right? So someone that's on a higher madrega, so shemel gachatira, v'yisei sabi, v'yisei, oh, you, v'shvayisei shaveh, you're a ladder curse. But just one other thing that's important mentioning, our sugya of cursing, I mean, cursing, swearing, is discussing someone swearing with the Shem Hashem, uvishmoyisi shaveh. It's all with the Shem Hashem, mekalos chaveroi b'shem, es Hashem aleik kechatir. Everything was Shem Hashem. What if somebody swears not using the Shem of Hashem? What if somebody swears without using the Shem Hashem? Would that impact anything? So ask your local rabbi. But our sugya, the ikar, is dealing with the Shem Hashem component of the sugya. If it's if a person is just going to swear not using the Shem Hashem, so yesh lain. Either way, zok the gemara vaitim. Shum v'yesi b'chanina amru. So we had three examples of a lav shem b'maisa where it's loikin olav. Nishba, neimer, that's our sugya, umekalon. Then Rabbi Yosef b'chanina said there's a fourth one. Afa makdim truma l'bikurim. So what's that halacha? So we said the pasuk says mleyoscha v'dimacha loisacher. It's a pasuk tucked away. It's in Parshas Mishpatim that says that it's not enough for a person to give all the matnas kuna that he's supposed to give. I mean, he had a field back in the day in Eretz Yisrael, so he had to pay a lot of taxes. Number one, Bikurim. Number two, Truma. Number three, Maiserishin. Depending on what year the Shemitah cycle is, you're going to have to give either Maiser Sheni or Maiser Ani. And it's not enough that you give it, but you have to give it in a Seder. The Chinuch says, this is Mitzvah Ayin Beis in Sefer HaChinuch. This is a Mitzvah in the Torah. So, Mleyach B'damach Eloi Zacher. And the Chinuch says the reason is because when things are orderly, when things are Mesuder, you do things. Things are tamished and things are flying all over the place. So you don't know if you're coming or you're going. You end up making a lot of mistakes. He says the ta'us is matzoi when there's no seder. When there's seder, everything is mesudar. So it's an interesting shmooze from the chinuch on being mesudar. But the bottom line is that's the idea. The idea is it should be mesudar. You know that not that I'm going to give four different things and I'll get around to each. No, like this, you know that if I didn't give my serishin yet, that means I have to give truma. There's going to be a cheshmet. Either way, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina said that that's another example of a lav shein by maisa, where the halacha is you're going to get malchus. Now, at first glance, you have to know why this is a lav shein by maisa. Being mafresh truma, being mafresh bikurim is a maisa. So clearly what we mean is someone that wasn't mafresh in the physical sense, in the maisa sense, but he declared, I want this to be truma. He didn't physically do anything. So that must be pashup shah. Either way, it says, I'm sure Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, Amr afa makdim truma bikurim, my time with Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, Amr krom liyasa v'damacha lo yisachar, maleyo elu bikurim, v'damacha elu truma, v'amr lo yisachar, it says lo yisachar. Either way, that's why it's a loisase. And if it's a loisase, you get malchus, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina holds. And if you get malchus, that's another example of a lav shein bei maisa where you're going to get malchus. Hiktim truma l'bikurim. Someone was makdim truma for bikurim. he was over this halacha of mleyascha v'demacha loisakra. Lazav, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina, because Rabbi Lazav, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina, the Chadam one says loike, the Chadam any like the other one says you don't get malchus. Time, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina, the Chadam loike. I'll bring you a raya. Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina is the one that said malchus. Meaning there was a mesora that Rabbi Lazav, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina argued whether you get malchus for violating the sister or not. But we didn't know who said what. Says the Gemara, it's pashat. I can prove it to you because even though there were chachamim that seemed to be confused about this, but we have information that can easily resolve this. Why? So you see clearly, it's Rabbi Yosef Chanin. Rabbi Yosef Chanin was the one who added the fourth exception to the rule of lav shein b'maisin loikin ol. He said, if you maktim truma lebikurim. So it's mefurish that Rabbi Yosef Chanin is the one that holds you do get malchus, and Rabbi Lazar is the one that holds you don't get malchus. But the Gemara says, adirava, I have proof just the opposite. This time the Rabbi Lazar would amalik. Now we learned in the Mishnah, the funnest day called Kavoy Shal Tevel. Somebody had two clusters of Tevel. So he had one big barrel with fruit that was Tevel. He had to be mafrish, Chumas Meisters from, and he had another barrel. And he said, Meister Shal Zu Bizu. So he said that I want to take be mafrish, Meister from this barrel, on behalf of the fruit in the other barrel. So that's okay. And the halacha is a rishona mu'useres. So the one for which he said he's being mafrish onto becomes mu'useres. So this barrel A, barrel B. He said, I'm going to take from barrel B and I'm going to be mafrish from there onto barrel A. He wasn't mafrish yet, but that's okay. Sugi's a brera. But for right now, that's okay. So that the first barrel becomes mu'user, even though the trumas and maestras that he took didn't come mineu be from this barrel, came from barrel B. There's nothing wrong with that. It could be mafresh from barrel B onto barrel A. Shalzu bizu v'shalzu bizu. What if he says, I want to be mafresh from barrel B on behalf of the tevel and barrel A, and I want to be mafresh from barrel A on behalf of the tevel of barrel B. So Allah is a rishon musaris. The first one becomes mu'usar, vashniya ena mu'usar. The second one not. So if he said, I want to take from B to A, and then from A to B. So A is okay, because he took from B to A. But B is not okay. Why not? Because once you took from B to A is mu'usar, and the halacha is he can't be mafrish min ha-mu'usar al she'ena mu'usar. So once A is not tevel anymore, you can't be mafrish anymore on behalf of B. You can only take from tevel to tevel. So when you start, both barrels were tevel. So both kolkolois, both clusters were tevel. So I can take from this tevel on behalf of that tevel. The fact that it's a different kolkolo doesn't bother me. But once I was mafrish from one to the other, so the one that became mu'usar, now is off limits. I can't be master from it anymore. What if the person said, Maestro say a maestro could call it a what if he says, I want them both to work for both? I mean, he didn't say it in an orderly way. He didn't say from B to A and then from A to B. He says, hey, everything should be maestro. I want the two to work for both of them. He said, because everything is good. Why? Karas Hashem, says the Gemara, regardless, Vitma, Rabbalazam said, like, as it relates to the first two cases where a person took from B to A or he took from B to A and then from A to B, the halach is, he's going to get malchus. Because when this person, let's take the first case, he was mafresh from B to A. So when he's being mafresh from B to A, two things. He's only taking from Kolkola B on behalf of Kolkola A. He's not taking from Kolkola B on behalf of Kolkola B. He just wants to take a little bit from here for here. I'm just working, I'll be masakin this. We'll worry about that later. And I'm taking from here onto here. Now, to be masakin it would mean you have to be mafresh everything. You need bakurim, truma gedoyla, maiserishin, maisersheni. In this case, you'd have to take everything. The Gemara is focusing on maiserishin and maisersheni. So the question is that when I take from here maiserishin and maisersheni on behalf of this kolkola, l'chayra I'm being oivrim liyasch v'damach aloy sa'achar in kolkola B, because in kolkola B, I took from it maisersheni before it had maiserishin taken from it. Now it had maiserishin taken from it, but it was the maiserishin that was taken from it was for kolkola A. If you're holding cheshbon, not for kolkola B. So the maaser you took maaser sheni before maaser rishon, and the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar says you're going to get malchus. We just need one thing from this Gemara. It's a little confusing. We just need one thing. We need Rabbi Elazar holds you get malchus for taking maaser sheni before maaser rishon. One kolkola, two kolkolas. That's the bottom line. You get malchus for being over the loisase of mleyascha v'demacha loisacher. Says Rabbi Tostayim. So if there's a machlokes, Rabbi Elazar raises b'chinin. One says he get malchus. One says he don't get malchus. I've arrived. Rabbi Elazar one says he get malchus. Rabbi Elazar said nefurish regarding this mishnah, which is the mesachtes demai. So if it doesn't sound familiar, that's why it's a mesachtes demai. But the bottom line is it's a mefurish Rabbi Elazar. So what's the problem? The problem is, so we had a machloikis, Rabbi Elazar Reis B'chanina. We know one of them said you get malchus, and then we proved that both of them said you get malchus. Rabbi Elazar B'chanina said you get malchus in our sugya. He added, Mleyoscha v'demacha v'isa'achar is another example of Adav She'im b'maisa sheloik in olive. And Rabbi Elazar also said a mafurish. He said in that case, with the two kolkolas, one on behalf of the other, it's risky business because it's very likely that you're going to end up being goyver. This way, saying you're going to get malchus. So the Gemara says, "Ela Rabbi Yisro b'Chanina, dami eni loyka lemekash Rabbi Yisro b'Chanina, Rabbi Yisro b'Chanina." We're stuck here. So the Gemara says, "No loy, Rabbi Yisro b'Chanina, aptura koy." The Gemara has a whole different understanding where Rabbi Yisro b'Chanina said. Meaning, when we learned Rabbi Yisro b'Chanina originally, we said that kol loyses shevetayra. If you don't do a ma'isa, you don't get malchus, with the exception of nishba meimer makal. Rabbi Yisro b'Chanina said also. Also, if someone's makdim him truma l'bikura, what does it sound like he's saying? Also, he's adding to the three. So the Gemara says it's just the opposite. Apturakai, v'hachi karmak, lav she'en bay ma'isa, ain't like him alav. He's going on the cloud, not on the exception to the rule. Mishum Rabbi Yisro b'Chanina, amru afa makdim truma l'bikurim. That if someone's makdim truma l'bikurim, that's another example of where you're not going to get malchus precisely because it's a lav she'en bay ma'isa. So what's the chiddush, right? You need Rabbi Yisro b'Chanina for that. If we know you don't get malchus for a lav she'en b'maisa, so the Gemara explains what the chiddush is. In fact, the Gemara asks Akasha, "Umaishna neimar d'laki? Why do you get malchus for tamura? Mishun debidburi avin maisa." Remember, Rabbi Yechanan said, "Don't even list tamura. Tamura is not really an exception. It's a mistake. It's not three exceptions. Really, two exceptions. Because tamura, even though it doesn't involve the physical act, but b'diburi avin maisa, the result, the chalois is a maisa. I mean that the result is a maisa. That's going to be enough." So the Gemara's question is, "Makdim truma lebikurim nami lilki mishum de b'diburi avin maisa." If someone's makdim truma lebikurim, it's chal truma. The chalois is a maisa, no less a maisa than truma. Then tamura, right? Tamura is a chalois maisa because it says vayuhu utmura sa'iya kodesh. So truma like tamura. We're going to make this mistake a few times, I think, over the next 30 or so days. But Truma and Tamura both involve Maisa. So if they both involve Maisa, so the Chayr, it's the same B'dibur of it. Maisa says the Gemara, Rab Amin Shani Hasim, the Lav Shinit HaGlaseyu. Now there it's different because the Lav Shinit HaGlaseyu, the Chsiv, Mikol Mas Reisechem Tarimu. What's the essay? If a person is Makdim, you're still supposed to move forward and you're supposed to do what you're supposed to do. And that, the Gemara says, is considered an essay. Meaning, if you did it in the wrong order, doesn't mean you're done. There's still mikol mas reseichem torimu. You're supposed to resume and do it, albeit in the wrong order. That is an assay. It makes it a lav shenita klasei. Lav shenita klasei, as the Gemara is going to discuss now, you also don't get malchus for. And it's for that reason Rabbi Yisro b'Chanina held there was no malchus. So either way, in the context of lav she'en bay ma'isa ein loikanov, chutz min nishba meimer makalo, Rabbi Yisro b'Chanina felt compelled to say that you're also not going to get malchus for the lavam le'oscha v'damachal le'sacher. Why? We'll come to Sarai. He felt it was important because he thought you may think that if Tamura there's malchus for, why? Not because it's an exception to the rule. It's really not. Really, it's because b'dibur avin ma'isa. So you're going to think le'asav v'damach le'isa acher is also b'dibur avin ma'isa. Kamash melon, it's a lav shenita klasei. And being that it's a lav shenita klasei, it's for that reason you're not going to get malchus. But the bottom line is, so Rabbi Yisro b'Chanina holds, really you don't get malchus for le'asav v'damach le'isa acher. It's Rabbi Lazar. He was the one of the two that holds you get malchus the way he was mefarish the Mishnah Masechtas Nai. Rabbi Yisro b'Chanina really held that you don't get malchus. I didn't he say you get malchus? Yeah, that was the initial understanding of Rabbi Yisro b'Chanina. Said. But the Gemara clarified and says that's really not what he meant. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Dimi v'kamer lo l'hoshmaita. Rav Dimi said over all this Torah. I'm only Abaya. So Abaya told Rav Dimi v'chol lav shenitik laseh loy loki. It's interesting. Abaya told Rav Dimi, is that true? You don't get malchus for lav shenitik laseh. Where did we see you don't get malchus for lav shenitik laseh? Just pasha the cheshbon of the Gemara, the hemshach. Because we just said Rav Yisro b'Chanina says you don't get malchus for le'yoscha v'demachal lo sa'acher, even though b'dibura yavin ma'isa, because it's a lav shenitik laseh. So Rav Dimi is saying over this halacha, you don't get malchus for a lav shenitik laseh. Now any child that ever learned Masechtas Malchus knows this, but for some reason Abaya was taken aback. Abaya was surprised. He said, is that true? He said, I'll prove to you that you do get malchus on a lav shenitik glase for Neymar Tamura the lav shenit the glaseyu feel lucky and you get malchus. I went into the Mishnah. It says that if someone's over there said Tamura, he gets malchus. And then the Mishnah says, I mean, if Hakom Amir, and then it's a loy shadam rashi lohamer eloshem heimem mumav same gazar boyim. You see, you get malchus for the lav of Tamura, even though it's a lav shenit the glaseyu. Now, where's the assay in Tamura? That say, says Rashi, is because although it says lo yachlifen v'lo yomer oisai, but it says v'mhamer yomer oisai v'yu t'murasai yekaydesh, and somehow that's an assay, and everybody struggles. We're not going to get into this today. Metz Hashem, maybe tomorrow, but everybody struggles. Where is what's that's the assay? What does the Torah say? Don't make something t'mura. If you make it t'mura, it's going to be kaydesh. Okay, what's the assay? Don't steal. If you steal, the heishav es lagzei la'asher gazal. You're not let it be ma'anes anisha. If you're ma'anis and ishas, we'll see in a minute, v'loy seal isha, loy sikach ha'em al abonim. If you do, shalech, the shalach say. These are examples where the Torah says, if you made the mistake, then there's a way to correct it, so to speak. Or there's a tikkun, there's a kapara, there's a next move. What's my next move? Where's the mitzvah's essa? In v'hayahu utmurasai yekodesh. That's already a lengthy shmuz, prime and safer. But either way, the Gemara assumes v'hamer yamer v'hayahu utmurasai yekodesh is a mitzvah's assay. So the Rabbi's kasha was, how could you tell me there's no makas on a lava nitik lase? Isn't tmur an example of a lava nitik lase? So he told him back, a major lundus, havalu trei lavi v'chad assay. It's true, it's a lava nitik lase. But there's two lavin and one assay. V'lo yasi chad assay v'okar trei lavi. If there was one assay and one lav, you wouldn't get malchus. But two lavin and one asay, that's already different. And that's why this is going to be, we're going to get back to this. The Gemara, Bari Oynes, the chad lav, the chad asay, but also chad asay, but lav, the halach is in alibi ma'anas anisha. It says in the Torah, if someone's ma'anas anisha, the loisi alisha is supposed to marry the woman that he was ma'anas. The assumption is it may be difficult for this woman to get married, so the Torah wants you to be responsible. You have to marry this woman. It's only if she wants, obviously. But if she doesn't want, then obviously not. But the point is, there's a mitzvah saseh of v'loy seal isha. Now, as it relates to Malkus, Tanya will learn to the Brisa, in the Shagirish, if someone was ma'anas in isha, and then he divorced this woman. See, he was over, it's a problem. V'loy seal isha. Said, Allah is in Yisrael, who machs of any loika. He's supposed to take her back, and he doesn't get Malkus. Yisrael is allowed to marry a divorced woman. See, he can be machs of Yushasev. Him kayinu loika, the ene machs. Bottom line is, you see from this, that there could be Malkus on the lav of divorcing this woman that you're not allowed to divorce, even though it's nitik lase because of Alaysi Elisha. I thought there's no malchus when it comes to a lav and nitik lase. So the Gemara says, Kahanim, Kahanim, asking kashas from Kahanim, Kahanim, time Achrinu, the Rabbi Rachmanuk, Duji, and say, Kahanim are different. Kahanim very often are different, and as it relates to this idea of lav and nitik lase, Kahanim are going to be different as well. Says the Gemara, Kitanoi. Now, Pasha, when the Gemara says Kitanoi, what it means is, I'll show you that really, whether or not lav shenit nitik lase, but going back to the original discussion of lav shein bei maisa, whether lav shein bei maisa loikan of ain loikan of is really a machloikis tana. Stating that, there's a Rashi makis daftal on a beis, which seems to be mashva that this machloikis that we're about to bring is not only a machloikis whether lav shein bei maisa loikan of, but also a machloikis whether lav anita glasei loikan of, which in the flow of the Gemara would work very nicely. But either way, because we just discussed lav Hanita Klase, and now we're going back to Le Miketanoi on Lav Shein by Maisa. Lo Shiri Menu Ad Boiker. So we know there's a loch of Noiser. What's Noiser? The meat of a carbon has to be eaten or burnt, depending on which meats it is, by a certain time. And if you leave it past that time, you over a loisa say, Lo Yashiru Mimenu Ad Boiker. Now, what are you supposed to do? If it was left, I'm noisin menu ad biker, the ish tis rifle. Either way, but kosalitan asay achalaisa say, the reason the Torah mentioned the asay after the loisa say is loimin to teach me chain loikin all of. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaakov says, loimin ashem uze. No. The reason you don't get malchus is not because of a salava nita glase. Elimishum davali lav shein bay maisa. The chol shlav shein bay maisa ain't loikin all of. So what do you see? Michlal, the Rabbi Yehuda savar, loikin all of. It seems to be a machlaikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaakov, whether you get malchus for a lav shein bay maisa or you don't get malchus for a lav shein b'maisa. Meaning, why is there no malchus for noisa? Rabbi Yehuda said, because it's a lav anita klase. Rabbi Yaakov, the girsa in Makis Daftalit is Rabbi Akiva, which is a very big difference, lahalacha. But it seems the Iker girsa is Rabbi Yaakov. So, Rabbi Yaakov says that the reason is because it's a lav shein b'maisa. Why didn't Rabbi Yehuda say because it's a lav shein b'maisa? Oh, must because he holds lav shein b'maisa. Like in all of, Nechad Rabbi Yehuda Savah, like in all of, the Gemara says, yeah, see, it's machlokes. Rabbi Yaakov, hi, vanoisim menu abaykev esh tesroy v'lamayo. So, according to Rabbi Yaakov, why did the Torah say that if you leave over the meat past the time that you're allowed to, you're supposed to burn it? To tell me that there's no malchus anyways, because lav she'em boy maisa. So why did the Torah even have to mention the pasuk? Incidentally, freik toisves then toimaro it's drich lahirus lahu din sreifa ayin sham. Either way, says the Gemara, mi boy lelechidatan to teach me a halacha. Atzomis vakidvan oisi isruv b'shishasar. What happens if the bones, the sinews, or the meat was left over from the animal? B'shishasar. This is the carbon pesach. So the halacha yisruv. I'm sorry, it was left over to the sick. Past the day that you're allowed to eat it. So the halach is you burn it on the 16th. Chol shisha asa liyas b'shabbos. What if the 16th day of Nisan? This is talking about the carbon pesach. So what if the 16th day of Nisan fell out on a Shabbos? The halach is yisrufu b'shivasa. Don't burn it on Shabbos. Sreifas nois is not doicha Shabbos. Wait until the 17th day. L'fisha ein doicha lois ha-shabbos v'lois ha-yot. V'amar chizke v'chintona v'chizke. My time, what's the makarta does on my crawl? The pasuk says, v'anoisim imenu ad boiker be'ish tesroifu ba'ha kosov litein boiker sheni l'sifrasi. The Torah has it over v'anoisim imenu ad boiker be'ish. Emphasis on biker. It says the word biker a second time to teach me when's the din sreifas noiser biker. But sometimes it could be two mornings. So it's not the morning after, it's the second morning after. Litein biker sheni l'sreifasai. When is that Nageya? Where the biker is a Shabbos, Sreifas Leis is not biker Shabbos. So in that case, you would have to wait until the second Sreifa. Now, the next Gemara, which we're going to start tomorrow, Yes Hashem, is one of the most famous sugyas in Shas. It's the Machlokes Abaye v'Rava, Kol Milsa D'Amar Achmana Leisavid, Yavid Mahani, or Yavid Loi Mahani. It's two dafin. It's one of the most important sugyas in Shas. So Yes Hashem, that's for tomorrow. But for now, Tmura Daf Gimel, Tmura Daf Dalid are two of the dafin where you run to when you're learning the sugya Malkus, specifically the halachas of Lavshein by Maisa, Lavshein Nitik Lasei, so two ha'aris as relates to Malkus, one regarding Lav and Nitik Lasei, and the other one with regards to Lavshein by Maisa. So the Gemara said, amazingly, that Tmura is a Lav and Nitik Lasei, because it says, and then it says, and is an asset. And based on that, the Gemara asked the Kasha, why do you get Malkus for Tmura? L'chayr, isn't it a lav anita klase? And the Gemara said, yeah, it is a lav anita klase. But at the same time, there's two lavin, not just one lav. So when do you say on a lav anita klase you don't get Malkus? That's if there's one lav and one asay. So the one asay knocks out the lav in the Malkus sense, and it's for that reason there's not going to be Malkus. But you have two lavin. And being they have two lavin, over here, it's going to be different. The Mishnah said that if somebody's over the Issa Tmura, Seifik is Arba. Tosfos asked Tmura that pays him an Aleph. That why only Seifik is Arba? L'chayr, you should be Seifik Shmoyna. You should get 80 Malkus, meaning Malkus times two. Because there's two Lavin of Tmura. It says in the Torah, Lo Yachli Fenu, V'lo Yomer Oysa. And Tosfos struggles a little bit to understand why is it 40 Malkus? Two Lavin should mean 80 Malkus. Tosfos in Masechtas Chulin Daf Beis Amar Aleph asks the same exact kasha. Chulin Daf Beis, the Gemara quotes our Mishnah here in Tmura Daf Beis. It comes in to Hakol Shoichtin, Hakol Mamirin, and the Gemara over there, Hakol, Gzeir Shavah, the Gemara brings our Mishnah there. But regardless, Tosfos over there, Chulin Daf Beis, asks the same exact kasha. Why you say, because Abraham, you should be Seifik Shmoinim, the Marsha, in Chidushay Halachos, not Chidushay Agadis. The Marsha, on that Gemara, says Tosfos kasha is Tzorach Iyan. It's so poshut what the Teretz is, says the Marsha. He said, so poshut. Tosfos is asking as if he forgot him before Shah Gemara. He says, the Gemara says in Tmura Daf Dalam Rebeis, the Gemara that we just learned, that if really Tmura should be a Lavin Nitik Laseh, and based on that there should be no Malkus at all, nor Vaz, there's two Lavin and one Aseh. And mean that there's two Lavin and one Aseh, it's for that reason you're going to get Malkus. Says the Marshal, what's Pashim Shana in the Gemara? I think Pashim Shana in the Gemara is that it's true there's a concept of a Lavin Nitik Laseh, but an Aseh can only take care of one Lav. And Enochinami, for one lav, there is no Malkus. But there's another lav that's not Nitik Laseh. I don't know which lav is Nitik Laseh, says the Marsha. But I know for sure one of them is Nitik Laseh. So once I know that one of the lav and I'm Nitik Laseh, I don't have two lav, and all I have is one. That's why your Seifik is Arbam. So it says, it's so posh to me why your Seifik is Arbam. You want to know why your Seifik is Arbam. You're right, you have a two lav, but one of the two lavin is Nitik Laseh. And being that one of the two lavin is Nitik Laseh, you can't get Malkus for that one. The only one you're going to get Malkus is for the other. And it's because of that, says the Marsha, L'churi Yosefik is Arbam, and he doesn't say it as a teretz to Tosfos Kasha. He asks it as a Kasha on Tosfos, right? Sometimes, okay, have a nice teretz. Good Kasha, good teretz. Sometimes, it's such a good teretz that it's Tzorich Iyan how you could have asked such a Kasha. That's how much the Marsha is bothered with this Kasha. He says, he Pasha doesn't understand why Tosfos, grafting one teretz, two teretz, says Tosfos in a few places in Shas. L'churi, it's so Pasha. It's so Pasha. You want to know why you get, like, you only get 40 Malkus. You want to know it's only one set because one of them is Nitik Laseh. I saw in the Sefer Avoda Brura, Rav Yitzchak Mitnick's Vachon, so he brings from the Sefer Oyla Shloima, Hushtel Tzu, well-known raid, it's a Tosfos Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph, but it's more famous as the Shita Sariva in Masechtas Chulin Daf Kuf Mem Aleph with regards to a similar sugya. Not the sugya of Lois Aseh Nitik Laseh, but rather the sugya of Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh. So we know the halacha is Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh, stating that Aseh is not Doicha Lois Aseh Vaseh. And Tosfos clears a shayla in a few places in Shas. If someone is over a Lois Aseh Vaseh, so there was an asay doich leis of asay. He called his rav. What do I do? On one hand, I have an asay. On the other hand, I have a leis of asay. He said, "Ain't asay doich leis of asay." Hangs up the phone. He does it anyways. So he did now the leis of asay. Does he get malchus or does he not get malchus? Tosfos mesopik. What's Tosfos suffik? On the one hand, asay is not doich leis of asay. So there was no tchia. See, it was over a leis asay. Oyeh shleimar says Tosfos. Really, we know asay is doich leis asay. It's just that Aseh is not Toicha Voice Seiv Aseh. So it says it could be that when a person has an Aseh, which is not Toicha Voice Seiv Aseh, really the Aseh is Toicha the Voice Aseh component of the Voice Seiv Aseh. It's just that the Aseh can't be Toicha the Aseh. Because Aseh being Toicha Aseh is way more complicated. If that's the case, there's a tri on the Voice Aseh, so I'm not going to get Malchus. Oh, yes, Shleimar, no. That when you have a lois asei v'asei, keneged an asei, even though usually asei could be doicha lois asei, but over here, the asei won't even be able to be doicha the lois asei because the lois asei is together with the asei. And Tosfos Lashon is that it could be when the lois asei comes together with the asei strengthens the lois asei. Right, it makes sense. If something's only a lois asei, so it means it's this chomer. From 1 to 10, I mean, it's a 10, but let's say because there's more, let's call it only an 8. If there's a lois asei v'asei together, that means this whole parsha is more chomer than just an 8. It's a 9. If it's chorus and mises bez, then maybe it's a 10, right? In the world of tchia. So the point is that the asei is ma'awim the lois asei. It just makes the whole sugya more chomer that there's no tchia at all. Or maybe no. Maybe you can break it up into its parts and say that the asei could be doicha lois asei. It just can't be doicha asei. The nafkimina is, again, if someone had an asei which is not doicha lois asei v'asei, and he went ahead and he did the lois asei v'asei, will he get malchus on the lois asei or not? Do you say that hamia, I had tchi on the lois asei, so I'm not going to get malchus on the lois asei? Or maybe the asei was ma'al on the lois asei. So it says doicha shloima that you see from this shmuz and taisvis that there's a concept when a lois asei comes together with an asei, the whole sugi changes. The asei has an ability to be ma'al in the lois asei. So much so that even though usually you would think the asei could be doicha the lois asei of the lois asei v'asei, but when it comes together with an asei, now it's already a whole different discussion. So you said maybe that's what taisvis held. Maybe taisvis held that if I have two lavin that are nitik lasei, so it's not the pshat. One lav is nitik lasei. It's the other one that's not memeil. Let's get 40 malchus for that one, like the mashos and the chulin dapezam and aleph. When I have two lavin together, two lavin don't have nitik lasei at all. I mean that they don't have nitik lasei. They strengthen each other. And if they strengthen each other, such a lav, you don't have that locha that you don't get malchus when it's nitik lasei. A stam lav, that's nitik lasei, you don't get malchus. But when there's two lavin together, it establishes a certain chaymer in the other lav as well. The two lavin join forces. Where there's a synergy that you can't even remove one of them because it's nitik lasei, because on such a lab you don't have the halacha that where it's nitik lasei there's no malchus. Either way, that was a sushta. That just like you see the shiloh with a lois asei v'asei, that asei could be ma'al and the lois asei, maybe when there's two lois aseis you could say the same thing, specifically in the context of lav hanitik. It's not the same sugya. One is asei doicha lois asei, the other one is lav hanitik lasei, but me'inyin le'inyin ba'is inyin a gishmak isvara from the oiva shleima. But the truth is, at first glance, it's very, very tzorich is. I didn't see the oiva shleima inside, but at first glance, it's very tzorich is. Because Taisa says in Yavama Staf Gimel Amid Beis that even though Aseh is not doicha lois asei v'asei, Aseh is doicha tu lavin. It's a furish of Taisa. And Taisa says clearly that Aseh is doicha tu lavin. If you're going to tell me that just like Tosfos has a tzad, the Riva, that an asei could be ma'alim a lois asei could also be ma'alim a lois asei. So how could it be that asei is not doicha lois asei v'asei, and yet it is doicha tu lavin? You see clearly that tu lavin don't strengthen each other. It's the bond between an asei and a lois asei. Those two opposites attracting together create a union that somehow make it strong to the point that asei can't be doichet. But two lavin don't have that koyach. I mean that two lavin don't have that koyach in the world of tchia. Why should it have that koyach in lavin shenitik lasei? Literally, mimokim shabasa, in the sugi of tchia alone you find that there's a chiluk between lois asei v'asei. Let's accept the tzushtel between asei doicha lois asei and lav anitik lasei. Very gishmak. Let's accept that. But there's another leap of faith that we're taking. We're comparing a lois asei v'asei's union to two lois asei's unions. And the truth is, it's not the same. Because lois asei v'asei in the world of tchi asei is not doicha lois asei v'asei. But when it comes to two lois asei's, it's now the truth is Rabbi Chanan that has a raya from Iran, whatever, but the bottom line is that's the first aura as it relates to lav hanitik lasei. The second aura is going back to lav shein b'mais. Again, tmura is a huge chiddush in the world of Malkus, right? It's the ultimate anomaly in the world of Malkus. Why? Because tmura, number one, at first glance, the lav shein b'mais, even though Rabbi Yechanan said b'diburi of b'mais, but when you sit down and you learn the first mission of tmura, you get Malkus for tmura? Really? Doesn't stem with anything I ever learned. Number one, lav shein b'mais ain't like an olive. And number two, it's in lav shein b'mais. So we spoke a little bit about lav anitik lase, but as it relates to lav she'en bay maisa. So yesterday, really the day before as well, we mentioned from the Prima Gadim a tremendous chiddush, where the Prima Gadim wanted to say a chiddush based on the Gemara Maseches Kedushin daf lamed hem and aleph, which the Gemara mentioned briefly in Tmura daf beis amid beis, an idea that it could be women a potter from lav she'en bay maisa. How could you say such a chiddush? We know Noshim Achayiv and all mitzvahs lo yisaseh. Says the Prima Gadim, because the Gemara says Kedushin Lamanei, what's the makor of Noshim Achayiv and mitzvahs lo yisaseh? It says Isha Yishar ki yaseh mikol chatois Hashem, and they're going to be punished. Hishva kosev ish v'isha, that's Isha Yisha, ish v'isha v'chol oishu shavadayir. So anytime something involves oinish, a woman is included in the parasha, just like a man is. Lo yisaseh involve oinish. Malchus. So for that reason, Noshim Achayiv and all lo yisaseh, says the Prima Gadim, I can hear it sad that maybe not that's only going to be true for a lo yisaseh that actually involves an oinish, but a lav she'en bay maisa which doesn't involve oinish, it could be over there they won't be chayiv because the hekish wasn't hishva kasev ish v'isha l'chol lav in sheva teira, it was l'chol oinshin sheva teira. It's oinish. Lav she'en bay maisa is no oinish. So the Prima Gadim amazingly entertains a real tzad that Noshim should be potter from lav she'en bay maisa. So a few things. Number one, where is this Prima Gadim? The Prima Gadim, because yeah, I was asked, is in Psicha Koileles, Hachelek Hasheni, it's Ois Yudalid Ayin Shom. Number two, we mentioned that L'chura, the ramifications of Noshim being potter from lav she'en bay maisa at first glance would seem to be a tremendous chiddush. And the first big, huge chiddush that came to mind was Lashon Hara. Right, the Rambam, when he mentions examples of lav she'en bay maisa, the first thing that he says is loyseilech rachel b'amecha. I mean that the first thing he says is loyseilech rachel b'amecha. So based on that, you see clearly from loyseilech rachel b'amecha that's lav she'en bay maisa. If Noshim are going to be potter from lav she'en bay maisa, so maybe Noshim should be potter from lashon hara. But Rabbi Bienenfeld asked me yesterday a bomb kash. I think it's sorich ian gadol. It's pilei ployim. What's the paradigm of lashon hara in the Torah? Miriam. Miriam was a woman. And you see clearly, Miriam was Hishomer, right? The Torah says clearly, you have to remember what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Miriam. That is the Azar of it. That's the most Mefurish Azar in the Torah. You mentioned Leiseil Chorach HaBamecha, that's the second most Mefurish. This is the most Mefurish. Chafetz Chaim wrote a whole Sefer on that Pasuk in the Torah that says you have to remember Asha'asa Hashem and Miriam. But Derek says, why? Because that is the Iker Mekar. The Ramban says that's the mitzvah's essay they raise for the Allah of Lashon Hara. As I stated in Ramban. But the point is, Ramban says from mitzvahs, Ramban is spiritual Torah on that Pasuk basically states it. But the point is that it's Mefurish. Miriam is the paradigm of Lashon Hara. Miriam was a woman. So how could the Prima Gadim have a tzad that on a lav she'en bay maisa, women are going to be potter? Isn't it mefurish in the halacha of Yishamer? Another ara, somebody said, was that what? Somebody asked me yesterday, was that what's the loisase, l'chura for lashon hara? Loisei lech rachel ba'mecha. Loisei lech rachel ba'mecha, there is malchus. Moitzi Shemra. Because the person who's Moitzi Shemra gets malchus, the lav, what's the lav of Moitzi Shemra? He's loisei lech rachel b'amecha, and the Torah says v'yisra on suva inshad. So he said maybe lashon hara is different. Maybe that's a teretz to Miriam. Shmak. But either way, yesterday we ended off with ha'ara. The ara that we ended off with yesterday was that why did Prima Gadim only talk about a lav she'en bay maisa? Why did he talk about other examples where there's no malchus? Lav anitik lasei, we saw in today's daf. Lav shenitin lazaros mises bezdin. Lav shebechlolois. Okay, so lav shenitin lazaros mises bezdin. There is an oinish. Lav anitik lasei. That's machlokes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Sometimes there's malchus on lav anitik lasei. If you're not mekayim dasei, going to Rish Lakish. If you're mevatel dasei, going to Rabbi Yechon. But what about a lav shebechlolois? A lot of lav in that a lav shebechlolois. So what about a lav shebech? It's another example where there's no malchus. Meaning, it sounds like the Prima Gadim's sad was only by a real lav she'en bay maisa. So the truth is like this: we know the halacha. Hamavazvez al yavazvez yoisim mechaymish. Erech in daf chavches. Hamavazvez al yavazvez yoisim mechaymish. A person is not allowed to. Not only does he not have to, he's not allowed to spend more than 20% of his net worth when it comes to doing a mitzvah. Stating that, the Ramah says in two places that's only true for a mitzvah's essa. For mitzvahs lois asay, a person has to give away kol mamoinai. So for mitzvahs asay, I'm a vazuz, I'm a vazuz, I'm a chaymish. But for mitzvahs lois asay, you have to give away kol mamoinai. Reb Kiva Eger, in his Agoyis on Shulchan Aruch, in Yoridei Asumim, Kuf Nun Zayin, Klerz Ashayla. He says, what about a lav she'im boi maisa? On the one hand, it's a lois asay. But on the other hand, there's no malchus. It's im boi maisa. So, do you look at it as an aseh? Hamavazuz ayavazuz yoisa mechaymesh? Or do you look at it as a loisa that you have to give away kol mamayna? Hine. Midivrei tshuvas chavis yorasim and kuflametes mavur. The imhulav she'im by maisa, havi kemoy laver aseh, the in tzorech litain kol mamayna. Va'ula, the tshuvas harivash sim and shimpezayim mavur, the chol shu laver alav, af be'im by maisa, tzorech litain kol ashalay v'lo yavar. So, such a kivega to machloikis between the chavis yor and the rivash. Half love a fella. If someone is at a point, crossroads, two choices. Give away all your money or do a lav she'im by ma'isa. Chavis Yor says, no, ha'mevaz v'izal yevaz v'zi yoysa mechaymish for a lav she'im by ma'isa. According to the Rivash, no, it's a loisa say. For a loisa say, you have to give away kol ma'amayne. But it struck me again that the shayla that Reb Kivega is discussing, the Chavis Yor, is lav she'im by ma'isa. Why only a lav she'im by ma'isa? What about another loisa say where there's no malchus? A lot of loisa say is where there's no malchus. Why again are we discussing with a lav she'im? Why again are we discussing a lav she'im by ma'isa? But I think the teretz is in Tumim, in the beginning of Chayshim Mishpat Simin Lamedale. So we know a Rasha is Pasul Eidos. What's the definition of a Rasha? What's the definition of a Rasha? It says the Mechaber in Chayshim Mishpat Simin Lamedale, Ezeu Rasha, Kol She'over Avera, She'chayov and Olel Malchus. If someone's over an Avera, for which he's Chayov Malchus, the Halacha is he has a din of a Rasha, and he's going to be Pasul Eidos. Says the Tumim. The Mechaber shows his words very carefully. He doesn't say anyone that's over a lois asay, anyone that's over a lois asay, for which there's malchus. Says, then what if someone's over a lois asay, but there's no malchus? So it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch that you're not going to become a Rasha, that's possible. But says the Tum, not so fast. Let's break it down. If someone's over a lav shenitim, lazoras misas besin, someone's mechal Shabbos, there's no malchus for chil Shabbos, you're going to tell me he's not possible Eidos? Of course not. The fact that you don't get malchus when you're mechal Shabbos is not because it's a lesser lois aseh. The opposite. It's a bigger lois aseh. You get me? Says Bezin. If someone's like a lav shenitik laseh, says the Tumim, there too, I don't think you're not going to be Paul. You'll be Pasul Eidos. Because you could be sometimes chayiv malchus for a lav anitik laseh. If you don't do the aseh, or if you're mevatel the aseh. So sometimes you will get malchus for a lav anitik laseh. You know what? The Shulchan Aruch is coming lafuke. He's coming lafuke, says the Tumim, Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz. He's coming lafuke, lav shein by maisa. He says, you know why? Because who lekalos are Indian? He says, it's tafka lav shein b'maisa. Because lav shein b'maisa, the reason there's no malchus, is because the avera is not so chamor. It's not the same avera. There's a difference between someone who does an avera with a maisa, or someone who does an avera without a maisa. Meaning, not all loisa say she'im and malchus were created equally. They're different. Sometimes, the reason there's no malchus is because malchus is not enough. Sometimes there's no malchus, technical reasons. Sometimes there's no malchus because you didn't do enough of an avera. It's mitech kalos ha'iser. Says the Tumim, the one example, I think that the Mechaber is coming to Lafuke and say that if you do this lois say you're not going to become basal leidos, is lav shein b'maisa. You know why? Because lav shein b'maisa, the reason there's no malchus, is mitech kalos ha'iser. In this Tumim, we have a giloy to a very important yisai, and that is that it's true there's no malchus for lav anita klase. There's no malchus for lav shenit and lazaras misas besin. There's no malchus for lav shabakol. There's no malchus for lav shein b'maisa. It's not all the same. Lav shein by mice is unique in the sense that the reason there's no malchus is not simply for technical reasons, but the reason there's no malchus is because of the fact that the iser is not such a chomer iser. The question is, but how do we know that? Because what's the makar that there's no malchus for lav shein by mice? The makar is, it says, loisachsim shor b'dishoy. You're not allowed to muzzle an animal while it's doing its thing. And then it says, malchus. So we learn that it has to be dumi the loisachsim. Loisachsim involves a maisa. So too, you only get malchus if the loisachsim that you did involves a maisa. How do you know there's no malchus for lav anita glase? It's the same makar. How do you know there's no malchus for lav shabaklalis? Also the same makar. Lav shein and lazarus means it's bezin. It's all learned out from the same pasuk. So how did Chazal know that lav shein by maisa is different qualitatively in the ichos of the iser? It's all learned out from the same makar. Kula miroya echad nitnu. So if that's the case, how do you know that this is a technical reason? This is mitoich kalus with huge nafkia. The tumim, maybe this prima godim. Bechur, we have major nafkaminas. So I was discussing with my son Shlomo Zalman, who's learning Makis now, and he told me that there's a very important divrei yecheskel that you have to know in the sugya of lav she'im b'maisa. The Gemara in Makis daf yud gimel amid beis says, how do you know that there's no malchus on a lav she'im b'maisa? And you know what the Gemara's makar is? The Gemara brings the pasuk that we began today's daf with.
We're coming full circle. The first pasuk was, it says in Lois Sishma Lasis is called Ibrahim Tayraz, Lois Aksuvim Sefrazer, Leiris Hashem Anichbut Vanayras Hashem Alokacha, which we said is referring to Makalas Chaber B'Shem. And then it says, Vehifel Hashem as Makoyscha, Haflozu Enu Yedeh Mau, Vepilos Ashoifer, it means Malkus. That pasuk is the Makar, says the Gemara Lav Shem Emaisin Loikinov. Where do you see that? Because it says in Lois Sishma Lasis. It has to be an asiyah. Then the Gemara says, "How do you know lav anita glase?" And the Gemara says, "Dumi the lav de chasima." So the Gemara hash the dasas lahachi. Now that I know there's a hekish of dumi the lav de chasima, I don't need the first makar anymore. But says the divrei Yecheskel that even though the Gemara says you don't need it, that just means you don't need it to teach me the ikar alocha that there's no malchus on lav shem b'maisa. But I have it, and what I get from it is a lot. Meaning there's something about Lav Shem B'Maisa that excludes it from Malkus more so than Lav Anita Glase. Because for Lav Anita Glase, I just have the Hekish of Dumi the Lav the Chsimo. But for Malkus, it says Lasois. What's the Lumdus? The Lumdus is that the reason there's no Malkus for Lav Shem Anita Glase is because it's not similar to Lav Delay Sachsen. The reason there's no Malkus for Lav Shem B'Maisa is because there's a Tanai, you need an Asiyah for Malkus. Meaning you see in Lasois that there's not a technicality, a fundamental difference. Between yeah, Maisa, no Maisa, I think this is the Makar. We'll pick this up in Mitzvah tomorrow.